The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Tomorrow, we're going to be out at Hardee's in St. Peter's, Mid Rivers Mall and Mexico. We'll be there. I'll be there about 12:30. Feel free to get there early if you want to purchase hats or the baseballs. We have a Wainwright baseball, Goldschmidt baseball, and a Marmol baseball. I think we're going with 125 for Waino, 100 for Goldie, 50 for the coach.
There we go.
I think that's fair. That's less than what it would be on eBay. Why do I give stuff away so cheap? What's wrong with me? I'm always doing that.
I mean, people can always fight over it tomorrow
if
they want to bid
more. We can encourage bidding
more. I'm open to that.
I'd like to see that listener fight. So we'll be out there tomorrow from 1 to 5. Come on out and make a donation. Get your DGS hat. Get a Cardinal baseball. Be a great stocking stuffer for a kid or something like that. We're going to talk some movies with Janelle. You can follow her on social media under Holy_ELLE. Good to see you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
How many movies do you see a week?
Ooh, this week it was 3.
Does it ever feel like a job?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's sometimes, you get to the end of the week. Like, this was my last screening that I've had that I have to do for 2024. So I have, 2 weeks off. I don't think I have to be back until January 8th. So it's, there's sometimes where you're the fourth night sitting in a theater and it's like, oh, boy. This better be good.
How does it change your viewing experience? Just the old days Janelle who just liked movies and modern day Janelle who knows that she has to do a review.
Oh, it's changed a lot now. It's instead of just like, oh, I can just kind of pay attention to this movie or if I get bored, I can fall asleep if I want to. not that I've ever done that. I'm much more of paying attention to, the cinematography, sound, how is the editing.
Do you take notes?
No, I know there are some people that do, but I just try to be in the, I also just try to be in the moment because I'm also just trying to tell your average moviegoer what to look for. Most people aren't going to be sitting there and dissecting it.
Yeah.
Fully,
I don't know if you heard the show yesterday, but I was getting a lot of Wicked TikToks and I loved it. I'm singing along with the songs and popular in the whole thing. I'm going to have to go see it.
Yeah. No, one of my friends who's, we were in a movie critic kind of text group and he hates everything. He's on the opposite spectrum. There's a whole bunch of us and it's very hard to impress him. And he has seen Wicked 5 times.
Wow.
So, it's for some people, it just really hit. Yeah. I mean, good for them. I'm glad they liked it.
I sang in a band for 20 years, although I always had the lyrics in front of me hidden in some way. But rappers and the women in Wicked, they're witches, no pun. How do you do that?
Oh, yeah. Broadway is very...
Oh, it's crazy.
Insane to me because it's you're acting, you're performing, you're running around on the stage and you're singing.
Remembering all of those back and forth things. My butt would be so tight.
Yeah.
Well, Dave would be squeaking across the stage.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that'd be a good thing. I don't know.
Look how tight his butt is.
But there's been a lot of musicals this year. So, there's been a lot of singing. A lot of singing.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3 wasn't a musical, was it?
No. Well, no. No, it wasn't. But it was actually, out of the two, I actually preferred that one. Mm. I think that one, so far, has been getting better critical review than Mufasa. I am irrationally angry at Mufasa.
Nice.
I get really...
I like this.
I get really, really wound. I get just so angry. It's so pointless. And I understand that Disney is literally wringing out the towel for any and everything they can do money-wise. As far as stuff that has good critical history in the past, and now they're just trying to wring it worth of every drop of money that they can get now. I get it. But Mufasa was just... I don't want to say it was so bad. I mean, there have been really bad movies this year. So it wasn't so bad. I just was very just irritated at it.
Is it a remake?
No, it's
a prequel.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the story of Mufasa that everybody was clamoring for. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
I remember that. The fascinating thing though is like if the current mentality had existed in the 90s, there's no such thing as The Lion King. Because you would have just been doing Cinderella spin-offs and you would have been doing...
Right.
Like you actually had these new ideas that became amazing. Maybe just keep doing that.
And I get that they're probably... Because it's been... I think it's a 30 year since the original Lion King came out. I think it was like 94, right? So I'm sure that they're probably just trying to capitalize on that. But just re-release Lion King, the original animation, 1994, into theaters. Make a few dollars off of that. Because this is like... It's just... It's again, I don't want to be like so bad, but it's just not good. It's the story is thin. Now,
are kids going to like it?
It's a little dark. I mean, it's a weird movie. It's just weird. I don't want to spoil. I obviously don't want to spoil anything, but it's dark. Did Beyonce just ask for a movie to be made so her kid could be in it? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And just very confused.
Is it live action, CGI?
You can't say live action because there's no people in it. There's no real lions in it. So it's Avatar.
I don't know what they call it, but it's real life looking animals. So when you watch the old one, it was clearly a cartoon.
Animation, right.
Right. This is supposed to look like real animals, but it's animated.
Right. Now, they did in 2019, they did the... quote unquote live action remake of Lion King. It was almost shot for shot for the animation movie, but they had problems with it because it was that uncanny valley where like the animals looked a little creepish. This time they put a little bit more emotion into it, but it's still a bad story. The songs are terrible. I didn't like it. I did enjoy Sonic 3 because it's a movie that knows what it is. It's not trying to be highbrow. It's now a little Jim Carrey can go a long way, and you have to deal with him playing two characters in this movie. But my 20 and 21 year old loved it because they grew up with Sonic. They know all the characters. And you see a lot on social media now that like kids that age are actually looking forward more to Sonic than Mufasa. They're just like, oh, we're tired of these Disney remakes. Mm-hmm. We grew up with this game, and at least they're at least not remakes of each other. Yes, they all are the same storyline, but it's at least new content out there for them.
Does it bother you? Jim Carrey fairly famously recently said, "I did Sonic because I needed the money." Does that bother you going in?
It doesn't bother. I mean, I think they all do stuff because they need the money. I just always find it really weird that like how much is your life costing that you need to? You're a millionaire. How much is your life cost that you need to do? Like, what are you spending your money on that you need to do a crap? I shouldn't say crappy movie because I did enjoy them. But I mean, that I always find that odd when millionaires say I needed the money.
Yeah.
For what? Like how? Who's your investor? Why are you
so
not
Sonic's looking? For people who know Sonic.
Yeah, I think, and I think smaller kids will enjoy. I mean, I didn't grow up on Sonic. I mean, that was one generation, I think, behind me. But yeah, I think it's an action flick. Kids are going to enjoy it. Like I said, it's not a retread of old information. You do have Idris Elba and Keanu Reeves voicing him, so it is fun to hear them do it. But yeah, that would be my pick over the two of them.
And then you saw Carry On, which is a Netflix movie?
Yeah, like everybody's been talking about Carry On online.
Saw it.
Yeah, and I did see it. And I will say, it does start out slow. It starts out pretty corny, and you're thinking, ooh, like, I don't know if I want to watch the rest of this. But oddly enough, Jason Bateman's character kind of pulls you in. I don't know if this is the first time he's ever played a villain, but he played it pretty well. You didn't expect it out of him. So yeah. And it was, people are calling it the modern day Die Hard. I wouldn't go that far ever, but
although they are clearly inspired by Die Hard.
Oh yeah. No, most definitely. It is. Yes. Well, Die Hard 2.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, at least the lesser version of Die Hard, but yeah, it is yeah, it is inspired by Die Hard, and it's, I think it's fun. It's a fun, it just know going in that it's going to be a little slow in the beginning, but it does pick up in the end. You might enjoy it.
Seeing as many movies, first run movies as you do, does it impact when you're just at home and you're like, maybe I'll watch something on TV? Do you tend to go away from movies?
No. I try to see what people are talking about online. Like, I know I've been watching the Disney Skeleton Crew. I know it's very kid-oriented, so I've just been checking it out just to see how it's how Disney's been doing with their Star Wars content. I watched Arcane due to the request of my 21-year-old that I watch it. I am enjoying that. Like I said, watched Carry On. I'll watch some other movies that I didn't get to see, like screeners and stuff like that, that I know are going to be coming up for Oscars, just so when we have to do our lists, I at least am educated enough to give an opinion on it. But yeah, no, I'll check out everything.
What would your top three or four, whether it's Oscar contenders or just the Janelle Award, what would yours be?
You're going to like blow any kind of credibility I have out the room. Because one of my favorite movies this year was The Beekeeper.
I like The Beekeeper. I paid $20 for that on Amazon.
I really did enjoy that movie because, once again, it was a movie that knew what it was about. It wasn't trying to be anything outside of just a good old action flick. But I would have to still say Dune 2 is probably the one. Now, I don't... it'd be probably Nosferatu. If I had to do three, I mean, those are wildly... different movies, but I would say The Beekeeper, Dune 2, and Nosferatu.
The Beekeeper was like your really super fun, funny, stupid friend.
Turn your brain off, just sit there and enjoy Jason Statham punching people in the face.
So you saw Carry On?
I saw Carry On, yeah.
What'd you think?
It was Die Hard knockoff.
Right.
It's not terrible, but there's a lot of moments where you're just like
yikes. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
There are parts of it, like, I agree that Jason Bateman was really good.
He was really good.
Was he kind of Ozark-y?
More dark. Like, he was pretty bad guy.
He was really
good at it.
Yeah.
And the main guy's fine. I like him.
Taron Egerton's
fine. It's the story is the problem.
Yeah, the script is, I mean, like.
Like, the plot is kind of the problem.
The plot and, like, the scripts, like what they're saying, you're just like, oof.
They take a lot of liberties with what would actually happen at an airport.
Okay.
Right.
But
to make the story go down.
Right. Right. But it's not bad. I mean, it was fun to watch.
It was
entertaining.
Yeah. Turn your brain off. Just sit back. Watch Jason Bateman play a bad guy.
So you've seen your last ones, first runs for the 2024?
Yes. And in fact, the one I saw last night is opening the second week of January. So I'm already starting into 2025.
What was that one?
It just went blank. Den of Thieves, Pantera.
I see why you went blank.
Yeah.
Is that the band?
No.
I like the pizza place.
Pantera. Oh, yeah.
I honestly thought when it popped up Pantera, I thought pizza. But yeah. Like, I didn't know there was going to be a second one, nor... Again, did we need a second one? But I guess Gerard Butler himself needed the money. And
yes.
So did O'Shea Jackson Jr. So
seems to be an epidemic in Hollywood.
Yeah.
How do people find you online?
Find me on social media at @holy_L. And I am giving away tickets on my platforms to Nosferatu the day after Christmas for Chase Park Plaza.
So nice.
Go ahead and follow me and hit me up there.
Very nice. We'll see you next year.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
23 DGS. Having Janelle on there made me think of something I was thinking last night, which is life, of course, is finite, and life, as we say, feels short. And there's so much in this world, so many places to see, so many books, so many movies, so many experiences, so many people. And it just struck me that we miss 90% of it. 99% of it. It's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, let's just assume we only have this one life. And all that really kind of matters are experiences. You know, it's like, well, what did you do? What did you take in with your sensory organs? And we will miss most of it.
But we get hundreds of times more of it than anybody got before us.
True.
I mean,
probably more than that.
So, I mean, so in terms of the ease of seeing things in real life, right?
Yeah.
But also seeing things on your phone that you would never have seen when in 100 years ago.
Think of how many humans never left their village.
Right.
Probably most.
Yeah.
If there have been 100 billion human souls, and there are 8 billion of us now, so 90 billion of us have lived and lived so simply, hand to mouth, most of them.
Yeah.
And it always blows me away that you take a pretty poor person these days, below the poverty line, they're living like a medieval king.
Oh, yeah. Or at least like somebody who's got land or whatever, right? You have food of some kind, you know, you have shelter. I mean, the world's changed a lot. It's not, I mean, it should be better than it is. I think we can all agree, right? Like, there would be plenty of ways to make it better for everyone than what we have right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's light years better than it was 200 years ago, 300 mm-hmm. years ago.
I was also thinking.
And beyond.
Like, we talk a lot about social media and a lot about TikTok, and Rach did a thing on it yesterday. And, you know, I, at least, wring my hands over it. What if it's just fine? What if it's just okay? It's fine. TikTok's fine. It's not rotting anyone's brain. Everyone's going to be okay. I don't consider that option nearly as much as I should.
Yeah, that's the only thing I think of. Man, I just, because part of my hobby has always been to go back and look at what people thought of previous fads and previous inventions and people always think the next thing is going to ruin everything. They've always thought. I saw a story the other day that in England, I don't know, it was 100 years ago, 150 years ago, they thought the bob haircut was killing marriage because men didn't like ladies with that short haircut and nobody was going to get married anymore and there'd be no kids. Like, people, we come up with these, like, we always, I understand it, and new things can be bad. There are clearly bad things about TikTok. There are bad things about the internet. There are bad things about all social media. But nothing is ever as bad as we think it's going to be when it comes to those day-to-day innovations that change. And people thought that having a telephone was going to be too much of a problem because people wouldn't interact anymore. They would just talk on the phone. I mean, things do change. Patterns of behavior do change. But to the people in the time, it's not as big. It's not this weird, crazy thing.
Do you think it has more to do within human nature that we are frightened? Oh, no, not that. Or that we're so protective of our life?
I think it's that.
Life.
I think it's that.
Like, you guys are stupid. You're not doing it the way we did it.
That, and I think the way you did it felt good at the time to you, and it makes more sense to you. So that's what you're comfortable with. And things outside of that, a lot of times, I mean, I catch myself sometimes thinking, oh, that's so stupid. It's not necessary. Well, I mean, some of the crap I had when I was a kid wasn't necessary either, but I liked it. You know, but I do think that there's a discomfort with things you're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And that's normal because every mm-hmm. generation experiences it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard for us as sentient beings to actually say, yeah, you know what? That's what's happening.
Every move you make, every vow you break, every smile you fake, I am wasting no more time.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 335. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Howdy.
So, cool down tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tomorrow is a cold day. And not only because of temperature, because 34 for the high, but it's going to stay windy almost all day long. So if you're caught out in the wind, walking around, doing the stuff, it's going to be really nippy. You're going to have to really bundle up.
Okay. Stays that way for the weekend?
Yeah, the weekend is kind of cold. It's nothing extreme. 25 Friday night. Saturday is sunny and 37. 25 Saturday night. Sunday is sunny and 41 degrees. Mm. Very active week next week with a couple of storm systems coming by. There might be a couple of snow flurries late on Monday night, but otherwise we're looking at rain. Unfortunately for Christmas Eve, it does look wet in the form of rain and 39. So we're above freezing, just barely, but we're above freezing. Christmas Day looks cloudy. and 49 degrees. So again, the problem is in the long range forecast, I was thinking we had a shot at a white Christmas. We've got the storms. There's no question about it. It will be active, but we just don't have that link that we've been talking about between the cold and the storms. There will be a white Christmas across much of the northern United States, the Great Lakes in the Northeast, but it's just not going to get close enough for us.
Wheels, is it always a white Christmas in Chicago?
No. No, I mean, it's almost always cold enough.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take much because, you know what, like when you're the further north we go, obviously, snow sticks around for a while. I don't usually here, I don't know what it is, Dave. I don't know if you guys ever talk about like the norm, but it feels like snow never sticks around here for more than a few days.
You're absolutely right. We've had a couple of winters. There was a winter back in the 80s, I believe it was. I can't remember the actual winter, but we had snow on the ground for almost 70 days.
Hmm.
And that's a lot. And that what people were going a little stir crazy with that.
Yeah. Chicago and Detroit are pretty similar as far as how far north they are.
Oh, yeah.
And growing up as a kid, I mean, like the kids, my neighbor down the street used to make the backyard an ice rink every year and it would be there the whole winter. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, you'd have warmer days, but it would not be warm enough to melt it. And then forever, it's just cold. And obviously, we're way south of that, so a little bit different.
Nice. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Okay, retail theft has surged 93% since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah, this is crazy. The National Retail Federation did a study called The Impact of Retail Theft and Violence 2024. They're highlighting the severity of the issue. There's been continuous efforts by retailers to combat shoplifting crimes, and a growing number of states have updated their laws to prosecute organized retail crime as felonies, but the number of retail theft incidents continues to climb.
I'm so conservative on this topic. I have no sympathy when I see these videos of people wheeling out shopping carts full of stuff and then going crazy when they get stopped. I am furious. Like,
well, yeah,
that's one of those things when Trump was like, we need to get real rough with them for a couple days. Like, okay.
Well, they're saying, you know, this isn't the same shoplifting that you would apprehend 30 years ago. These are people who are shoplifting because they know they have an outlet to sell the merchandise to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they knew for years that no one would stop them.
Yeah.
You're right.
And there's in a lot of states, it's like if what you steal is under like $999, they don't really prosecute you.
Yeah, it's a misdemeanor.
There's some level of that. I know there was a store. I don't remember where it was, but the guy marked everything like it was $1,000. Stick of gum was $1,000.
Oh, wow.
So Donald Trump is calling for abolishing the debt ceiling. Did you see this, Dave?
I saw the headline. I haven't looked into it at all, though. Tell me about it.
So he's calling it the smartest thing that lawmakers could do. He argued that the debt ceiling has no real significance except for a psychological significance. Democrats have also expressed interest in eliminating the debt ceiling, with some advocating for using the standoff going on right now to push for its removal. The standoff, of course, there's a spending bill that is being
I'm so uncomfortable.
Shut down.
Yeah. I can't stand Donald Trump, and I keep agreeing with him lately. Like, I think the whole, like, $30 trillion in debt, I guarantee you, I am personally, Dave Glover, more worried about it than any of the 100 senators.
1,000%.
They know something that we don't know. And what they know seems to be that it doesn't matter. I remember like...
Well, nobody's ever going to come collect.
Exactly. I was going to say like 20, 30 years ago, I used to think of it as like if I owed you $100, like we owe China $20 trillion. And one day China's like, really? Well, why don't you give us our $20 trillion? And it clearly isn't that.
No.
It's not any kind of debt like we understand.
Right.
Now, we're paying the interest on it, which is
a problem.
A S-ton of money. But he may be right that it's really only a psychological hurdle in our mind. And economically, it's no one's ever going to come for
but
the
like,
money.
This is the funniest thing to me, the idea of it. Like, because if I'm looking at this correctly, right, the debt eliminating the debt ceiling means that the debt can grow, right? Well, I thought that was a bad thing for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So why is the debt, and I don't mean him, not talking about Donald Trump, because I don't recall him ever saying a whole lot about reducing debt or blaming anybody else for it. But it's funny how for 4 years the debt's an issue, and then all of a sudden it's not. And I don't mean, again, I don't mean him. I just mean the people that are like in Congress who like to make noise. Oh, debt, we can't push the debt ceiling up. And now he says they're like, oh, yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Republicans respond to him calling for the abolishment of mm-hmm. the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Fox News anchor Neil Cavuto is departing in a cost-cutting move. Today is his last day at Fox after 28 years with the network. There's no bad blood, but his contract is up, and he declined to accept a new deal offered by Fox.
I think he's the last of the non-MAGA.
As I wonder if that's why. He just wants something different.
Rand Paul has suggested that Elon Musk could replace Mike Johnson as the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
Come on.
How is that possible?
Come on.
So here's the issue, though.
Here's how it's possible. He has a lot of money, and he gives it to the right people.
So Musk's security clearance was recently denied by the Air Force because of his concerns about his compliance with reporting requirements regarding meetings with foreign leaders. So I don't know how that would work with being Speaker of the House. He also would be in the line to become president.
Right.
And since he's not a natural born citizen, I don't know how that would work. So
I don't either.
He can't be president.
Right.
But he could be Speaker of the House.
But I don't know if he could, since that's so close to the top of the line.
Unless they would just jump over that in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, like, we can all see what he's doing, right? Like, he can't be president, but he wants to run the country, and this is how he's doing it. He's pulling an end around, which is, again, what those super wealthy people do.
I think it's going to be fascinating.
They find a way around rules.
To see the juxtaposition, the interplay between Trump wanting to be the alpha male. Like today on Drudge, the front page is a big picture of Elon, and it says Elon in charge. Trump is not going to like that.
No.
But Trump loves nothing more than powerful men with money. And the richest guy in the world with $500 billion is your best buddy. I think he's conflicted.
Maybe so. I don't think the rest of us should be. If you trust Elon, I think you're a fool. He's a good, I mean, he's obviously a good businessman. Whether he's brilliant or not is questionable, but you can't question the fact that he's built up immense wealth and he knows exactly what he's doing and how to do it. But he is clearly trying to control and run the country without ever having to be elected president because he can't be. It's so obvious what he wants. The one thing that he cannot have with all of his money is the presidency. It is the only thing that he can't have. But he's going to find a way to be as close to it as he can.
Going to do one more story here, Dave?
Sure.
The Phoenix Suns owner is being praised for lowering arena food prices to $2.
Yikes.
Yeah. So it's at the Footprint Center. They've made games more affordable for families. You can get hot dogs and popcorn for $2 each during home games. A family of four can now enjoy a meal for $24, down from $98. So fans have been praising this move and hope other teams will follow suit.
Is it supposed to be from now on or just like, hey, for the next 2 weeks?
It looks like it's from now on.
Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Makes everyone else look pretty bad.
Until you see the ticket prices.
Did they raise them?
Well, no, I mean, just NBA ticket prices are not cheap. Like, they're pretty expensive, although maybe they're not in Phoenix.
Yeah. Thank you, Dave.
All righty.
350 DGS. I swear, temperature has become the biggest factor in my life. It's so weird. Like, the Jeep being no windows is well documented. We've covered that. Last night, I'm driving home, and I look over. I'm in Highway 40 traffic, like, every night. And I look over to my left, and there's a guy in, like, a Tahoe in his shirt sleeves. And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, this is so weird. Like, you know what I mean? It was like being a refugee and seeing someone go by, you're like on a log and they go by in a yacht. You're like, oh, my God. And then I have this weird thing going on this week in particular where I'm freezing in the studio. I'm literally shivering and I'm completely pitted out. And my back is sweaty.
You've had lasting.
Is this what menopause is?
You're having hot flashes.
Is that it?
You've had an ongoing war with the studio temperature because there is the studio temperature is not promised. It is different every single day. Mm-hmm. Some days it's freezing. Some days it's sweltering. And every day when you walk in at one, you kind of tentatively step in and you kind of like taste the wind a little bit. Like, what are we working with today?
I have t-shirt, a shacket, a puffy vest, and a coat, and I just keep changing them out.
Yeah, he's in the puffy vest.
I'm in the
right
puffy
now.
Vest now.
We're both in puffy vests. We've been matching lately, Dave.
We have been.
It's fun.
I've been watching you.
He's been tracking
picking
my
up,
outfits.
Picking
like
up
us.
Tips. He's been predicting.
If I could wear a ponytail, I would.
Let's see. Sunday is laundry day.
Well, you
it's
could.
Been 6 days since she wore the jacket. Yeah, probably jacket tomorrow. Probably jacket tomorrow.
Scott, can you imagine if I grew my hair out and wore a ponytail? God.
Who said you had to grow your hair out?
How am I going to wear a ponytail?
Stick one on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like he did the, like a plunger motion.
Yeah, he did. The kind of thing guys with hair does. You stick anything to that scalp.
Kevin's like, just grow it. What's the problem? Just grow it out.
No, I didn't say that.
We can get you one of those hats that has like a
yes!
thick ponytail.
Ooh,
on the
there
back.
We go. Oh, I've had them.
Yeah.
That's how it all started.
The ponytail hat.
I bet it always gets a laugh.
Not to the bald guy. No bald guy has ever really laughed at getting a hat with hair in it.
Oh, man.
And every bald guy has like five of those.
So the other day, so we have a mini fridge. I can't believe I'm telling this story because it's gross, but like we have a mini fridge and Dave opened it up and he's like, oh, my stuff's not in here. But there is a hair like at the bottom of the mini fridge. And I almost denied it, that it was me. And then I was like, well, who else would it be?
Yeah, giving a bald guy a hat with hair stitched into it is like giving a big person a spoon with a hole in it. Hey, it's hilarious, isn't it? You're like, why don't you shove up your butt?
I mean, I wouldn't be laughing, but I'm laughing at the thought of it.
That's pretty funny.
Throwback Thursday?
Yeah, let's do a couple of these. 292 years ago in 1732, Benjamin Franklin began publishing Poor Richard's Almanac with advice like, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. And a penny saved is a penny earned.
Mm.
So keep those things in mind, people. It's written by Benjamin Franklin.
So, point of procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping something you already have is not the same as getting something, right? It's like earning a penny, somebody's giving it to you. Saving it means I already have it, I'm just keeping it.
I get what you're saying. There's something on the tip of my brain that I feel like I can explain what Benjamin Franklin meant, but I'm unable to get there.
I'm just being an idiot. Like Benjamin Franklin, like he was an idiot.
Makes no sense.
He doesn't understand things.
You know, like Franklin said, a penny saved, and then you got a penny still.
I don't know. He had some saying about farts, and I laughed at that one. So he's pretty smart.
Yeah,
wasn't
fart
it like
he
fart did. Loud and proud?
Yeah, he did. I'll find it.
I don't think it was
no.
Fart loud
he does.
Proud.
Yeah,
I think it's something like that.
We
have 40 seconds. Can
Am
we
I dreaming right
seconds?
Now?
No, I'm telling you.
You must be.
No. Here you go. Benjamin Franklin is known for saying this. He that lives upon hope will die farting.
Yeah. That's what I said.
That's basically what you said.
A little different than fart loud and proud.
No. It's the same thing. It's the same sentiment, really, at the end of the day.